sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number three. If you've missed any part of our program this morning, really encourage you to get it. Jason Fick was with us. We talked about social media, Section 230. Brand new important information, very critical information on the lawsuit that he's filing there. You can get more at socialmediafreedom.org, socialmediafreedom.org. Also had Michelle Swinnick with us talking about what's going on in Merrick Corruption County and an update from her on the certification and what's really taking place in Arizona. That was hour number two. So encourage you to stay tuned and get that information when it comes out in our show archives a little bit later on this afternoon. Again, reminder to check out also the Brenson case and get familiar with that. We'll talk more about that in the bottom of this hour. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, and he is the founder of the Crime Research Center. You can find him at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. I want to welcome John Lott Jr. John, welcome. Good to have you with me.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's good to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you as well. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Obviously, I know we want to talk about the borders and the open borders and what's going on with that. There's also been a lot of conversation once again because of several shootings that have taken place efforts to want to ban certain weapons, and they call them assault rifles, which they're Armalite, but that is, lost in translation somewhere. Why don't we start talking about the border situation, because I think that will lead us into some of this other stuff as well. Come out talking about how Europe is a victim of its own delinquency in allowing open borders, and now the studies are proving it out. Talk to us about that, John, if you would.
Sure. Well, Europe has a lot better data with regard to immigration, with regard to non-citizens coming into their countries than we do in the United States. They have, for each country, has its own data there. And so what you can do is you can see how murder rates, for example, vary across the different countries in Europe based upon how large of an increase that they've had in illegal aliens or immigrants. That would be the equivalent of each state in the United States being able to go and track the number of illegals that were in their states. We have a rough idea for the country as a whole, but we can't make comparisons between different states to see whether the states that have had the biggest increase in illegals have seen the biggest increase in murder and violent crime. The other thing is, a number of countries in Europe actually have the breakdown for who's in their prison population. They can tell you, what percent of their prison population are illegal immigrants, for example. And so you can go and see whether they're disproportionately committing crimes. So what you find for countries like Sweden and Norway and Denmark and Finland, for example, is that the share of illegals, share of the prison population, is 2 to 4 times their share of the general population. The only state that provides similar data, roughly similar data to that, is Texas. And so anyway, when you look at Europe, what you find is that over the last 11 years, the countries that have had the biggest increases in homicides have been the countries that have had the biggest increase in non-citizens in their country. And you find, as I say, overwhelming evidence that for the countries that provide the data, that their shares of the prison population vastly outweigh their shares of the general population that's there.
Now, there would be some that would say, well, this just shows the oppression of these countries, and they're oppressing these immigrants that come in. But I imagine when you drill down on the data that there's actually crimes that are committed by these individuals.
Right. I mean, they're committing crimes, and you can see big increases that have occurred in crimes. Sweden's having like 500 bombings a year. You've seen really horrible crimes that have occurred, and it's had a big impact on the political debate there in many of these countries. Sweden, for example, just switched from the Social Democrats being in power to the various conservative parties being in power. The Sweden Democrats, which have made crime by illegals and immigrants a big part of their base platform, they soared in size. They're now the second largest party in Sweden. In Italy, which also had elections this year, that was also a big issue there. Between 2019 and 2020, you saw a 25% increase in homicides in Germany. You saw a similar increase in homicides in Hungary. One can see with big increase, and across the European Union as a whole, there's about a 9% increase in homicides between those 2 years. So you can see why those types of changes, it wasn't just an increase in violent crime in the United States, though we had a very large increase between 2019 and 2021 that was occurring over that period of time. The interesting thing is, while they've been having a lot of problems with crime by these immigrants and illegal immigrants, crime or the number of illegals going into Europe is small relative to the United States. Over the 11 years, you saw about 3.5 million illegals going into the European Union.
Okay.
By contrast, just during the Biden administration, there's been another 5.5 million illegals that have come into the United States. And the United States is a smaller population than the European Union. The European Union has about 470 million. We have about 330 million. So 5.5 million on 330 million is more of an impact than
certainly
3.5 million on 470 million.
Wow. Wow. So I guess one of the questions that we'd have to ask ourselves is you know, the answer would be this is another reason why we've got to secure our border.
Right. Look, not all illegals or not all immigrants go and commit crime. There was some earlier data from Arizona, for example, that indicated that legal immigrants were actually less likely to commit violent crimes or crimes than general population in Arizona. It was illegals that were much more likely to go and commit crime. You can see Europe also has it broken down by type of immigrant. It's basically immigrants from Asia and from Africa that are committing crimes at relatively higher rates. The immigrants from South America or North America or other places, the Far East, are actually less likely to go and commit crime than the native-born citizens in those countries.
How does this, I want to shift gears for just a minute, with the increase in crime and an influx of individuals that are bringing this kind of element, we know that there's an issue with cartels and gangs and trafficking and things of that nature. How is this having an impact, for example, in our school system? Do you think this is playing a role with regards to the violence that we are seeing on our streets? People are talking more about, you know, shootings and different things of that nature. Is there a violent influence? Is there any connectivity, do you think, John?
You know, I haven't studied it with regard to schools, so I couldn't really tell you. But we know that crime is generally a young person's issue. Young people are much more likely to go and commit violent crime or crime than older people are. People with more education are less likely to go and commit crime than people with less education. So, you know, could it be... you know, students, school violence? Yeah, sure, that's possible. The data that I have for Europe, I haven't studied it broken down by the age of the people that are there, but surely that's something that one could go and look at.
It just seems to me that if you have an influence, you know, one of the things that is talked about when it comes to victims of violent crime is, you know, helping them to heal in the process, because violence tends to beget violence in that realm. Someone who has been violently attacked, as they're dealing with the injury and the hurt and so on that's associated with that, there are stories of those individuals then acting that out in conflicts that they may end up getting into with others.
Well, I mean, one thing we know is that people tend to commit violent acts in their neighborhoods. You know, you see in the United States, for example, blacks tend to murder blacks. Whites tend to murder whites. Hispanics tend to murder Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure a lot of the people who go and commit violent crime in Europe also disproportionately commit crime against people who live in their local neighborhoods. So, you know, the victims of a lot of the violent crime are going to be immigrants also. You know, immigrants will commit crime against immigrants.
Right.
And in particular areas where you have, you know, illegal immigrants, if it's disproportionately there, then those will also be the victims of those crimes. You know, with regard to whether people, once they are victims of crime, that they go out and tend to do that, I think it depends a lot on who the victims are. You know, if a lot of the victims are women, a lot of the victims are older people, it's not clear that they go out and become violent in any way. But, you know, my guess is what happens is if you have a lot of violent crime in a particular area, it's hard for businesses to operate. It's hard for people to get jobs in those areas. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people to, you know, their value, their property goes down. Where they can shop becomes more difficult.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not too surprising that opportunities that people might have there might dry up, and maybe that makes crime relatively more attractive than it would have been otherwise.
Sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the myths that are leading to this narrative about disarmament, the push to change Second Amendment laws. And the current tyrant in the White House has said that he intends to disarm us. We'll talk a bit about that coming up with John Lott Jr., crimeresearch.org, coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am, folks, I'm doing exactly what I ask you to do, to think about doing for yourself, and that is to use the CGR Wellness products. I'm actually right now using Vibe, which is your fruits, vegetables, and superfoods. Taking a shot of Ultra Shot, which is all natural plant energy, vitamin B. This is the stuff. This is, if you're looking for something to take instead of like a Red Bull or something along that line, this is the stuff. It's called Ultra Shot, vitamin B, natural energy, and then Resvante. And everybody talks about heart health, talks about improving your age. Well, Resvante has the most resveratrol of any product in its purest form on the market. And again, you can find this at cgrwellness.com, cgrwellness.com. You'll also be supporting the ministry and helping to feed our orphans as well as take care of our widows when you use the product. But folks, this is going to help you with your health. And as somebody who has had the traumatic health issues that I've had, I can tell you this stuff really works. Okay. John Watt is with us, crimeresearch.org. John, we were talking as we were getting ready about the ban that is being suggested with regards to, they call them assault rifles. But AR really is Armalite. It's really a company that created a platform, and it doesn't have anything to do with assault rifles. But setting that aside, they're talking about banning semi-automatic weapons, and today virtually everything that you buy is semi-automatic. Pistols, virtually everything that you buy. It's insane to suggest that they're going to ban semi-automatic weapons.
Right. Well, look, Biden just on Thanksgiving Day came out and said that he thought it was insane that people were able to buy semi-automatic guns, that he said that there was no justifiable reason why anybody should want to own a semi-automatic gun. He kept on referring to them as military weapons. There's no military in the world that uses these semi-automatic AR-15s. AR-15 fires the same bullets with the same rapidity, doing the same damage as a small caliber semi-automatic hunting rifle. Semi-automatic means one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, it reloads itself. One pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, and so on. 85% of handguns in the United States that are sold are semi-automatics. You have a similar percentage of rifles that are being sold. If he wants to go and ban, let's say all semi-automatic rifles, the alternative is a bolt-action rifle where you have to manually yourself put another bullet in the chamber after you fire a round. That takes time. If you're facing multiple criminals, or you fire and miss, or you fire and wound but don't incapacitate the attacker, you may not have the luxury of time of manually reloading your gun. There's a reason why people want to have semi-automatic weapons for self-defense. I realize that Biden doesn't think about things like self-defense, but it's still something that's crucial to people. And if you go and you ban semi-automatic guns, it's going to be the most law-abiding good citizens who are going to obey the ban. The likelihood that you're going to be able to stop criminals from getting semi-automatic guns is the equivalent of, assuming that they're not going to be able to go and buy illegal drugs. I mean, if you want to go and see an example of what happens with those types of regulations, look at Mexico. Since 1972, Mexico has had only one gun store in the country. The most powerful rifle that you've been able to buy is a bolt-action 22 caliber short-round rifle. It's not the type of gun that the drug gangs are using down there.
You bet.
And yet Mexico, with less than one-tenth of 1% of the population legally licensed to own a gun, it costs over $2,000 just to apply for a license to be able to own a gun. They have a murder rate that's regularly been 5 to 6 times higher than the murder rate in the United States.
Yeah.
Drug gangs, drug cartels bring in weapons from around the world just as they go when they bring in illegal drugs from the rest of the world. If I could click my fingers and cause all guns in the United States to disappear and all illegal drugs, how long do you think it would be before illegal drugs started coming back into the country? If you're in El Paso, Texas, maybe 20 minutes?
Yeah.
How long do you think it would be before they would start bringing in the weapons that they need to protect that very valuable property? It's not like a drug gang can go to the police and say, this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back? They have to set up their own little militaries in order to go and protect that valuable property. And if drug gangs have guns and they can make money selling drugs, they can make money selling guns to criminals, and they will do that. And so the notion that you're going to be able to stop, I mean, just look at Chicago or Washington, D.C. that had bans on handguns. Murder rate went up. And that's true for every place in the world. He tried to ban all guns or all handguns.
It doesn't work. Yeah. It just plain doesn't. It won't work because criminals are going to get their hands on the guns, and it's the law-abiding people. And if you look at it from a scriptural perspective, it says, but we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, and for the unholy. John, thank you. I appreciate all the work that y'all do to continue to inform us and educate us. CrimeResearch.org. CrimeResearch.org. Be sure and sign up over there and follow and get their emails delivered into your inbox. We'll be back with more coming up. Matt Long joins me on the other side. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so excited to be joining my good friend. And we're joining the Hill Country Patriot Radio as well with to the Chosen Generation Radio program and the Matt Long Show. And as always, we welcome Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
And good welcome to the Matt Long Show and the Hill Country Patriot, Pastor Greg. Always good to visit with you. You, last night, you brought up in our Monday night conversations, which, by the way, was very entertaining last night because my wife overheard us. And next thing you know, it's a three-way conversation. I'm just waiting for Patricia to step up on your end of the phone. Is that going to happen someday?
You know what? It will happen. You know, it will. Yeah, she sends me great stuff all the time and says, hey, you know, take a look at this. So, yeah, no, she's very in tuned to what's going on. No
all
doubt.
Right.
No doubt. No doubt. So yeah.
you were telling me last night about a legal case whose ramifications, if it goes in the direction that, if it goes in a certain direction, will lead to the loss of the office or even the arrest of numerous representatives, senators, congressmen. And I ask you to fill our audience in on that and just kind of break it down for us. So, Pastor Greg, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you. And again, it's wonderful to be with my dear friends here in the Hill Country. Folks, there's some really good news. And some of you may have heard of this case, but some of you may not be familiar with it. You're going to find the information over at my website. If you go to chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, on the very front page under the Pastor Greg Young blog, it says Big News on Monday. And we had on the program Loy Brunson. So the Brunson brothers, Rayland and Loy, filed the exact same case in two different courts. They did it one on the state level and one on the federal level, and they did that intentionally because they knew that where they needed to go with this case was to the Supreme Court. Now, what is the case? Well, the case is specifically, there was a motion that was brought by 100 members of Congress on January 6th because the Director of National Intelligence said that there was evidence that might suggest that there was foreign interference in our elections in 2020. They had some evidence, and the DNI said we need some more time to investigate what this issue was and so on. Now, what is being challenged in this case is not whether or not there was foreign interference. It's not the merits of whether or not the election was interfered with or stolen or any of those kinds of things. Matt, what's being looked at in the case and what the Brunson brothers put together was, is they said, hey, the oath of office that the Congress takes, that these representatives take, is to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's their oath of office. The 15th Amendment says that our elections should not be being interfered with by anyone. No one should prohibit or disenfranchise any voter. Therefore, the elections need to be defended. That is a power that we have given to our government to defend and protect our elections from foreign interference. But that's not even, that's again, this isn't a matter of deciding whether or not it did happen or didn't happen. That's not what this case says. What this case says is that every representative by oath had a responsibility to say, yes, we will investigate. Now, on a more, to bring this into a Texas or a more local issue, we have two individuals, both of whom I believe strongly in our Constitution. One voted, and this is where the rubber meets the road. The vote was, we're gonna stop all the investigation. We're not going to investigate.
All right, let me stop you right there because you almost lost me a little bit. Okay. We're talking about the vote that took place on January 6th. Is that the vote we're talking about? All right,
and so not
kind of go backtrack a little bit and tell us what that was about.
Okay, so this is not the vote on whether or not to certify the election. This was not the vote to decide, yes, we're going to accept the results that we have and what the different states decided or whatever. This is not that vote. Before they took that vote, before that vote happened, there was a motion that was brought to the floor, 100 members of Congress signed a resolution and said, hey, we believe that a foreign nation interfered. Actually, it wasn't even that. What they said was, we believe that the investigation that the DNI has recommended happen should happen. That's it.
should happen. All right. What you're saying is that there should be an investigation. So 100 members of Congress brought forward a resolution asking the government to investigate whether there were investigate the claims that there was a threat or that there was foreign or domestic interference in the election. Is that what they were supposed to investigate?
That was the investigation. The investigation was that they were supposed to decide that they would decide in the investigation whether or not that happened. That's all.
Whether or not the investigation go forward. All right. I think I'm following you now.
Yeah. So the issue is the Supreme Court rule provisions are Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of living or prohibiting it, the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 6, this Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made pursuant, shall be the supreme law of the land, and judges in every state shall be bound thereby. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, no person, there will not be any deprive of any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within his jurisdiction the equal protection under the laws. So they go through and they list out the different reasons why there has been this deprivation. The statement of the case is this. This action is against 388 federal officers in their official capacities. Respondents were properly warned and were requested to make an investigation into a highly covert, swift, and powerful enemy, as stated below, seeking to destroy the Constitution and the United States. Respondents purposely thwarted all efforts to investigate this, whereupon this enemy was not checked or investigated. Therefore, the respondents adhered to this enemy. Because of respondents' intentional refusal to investigate this enemy, petitioner Raylan Brunson brought this action against respondents because he was seriously personally damaged and violated by this action of the respondents, and consequently this action unilaterally violated the rights of every citizen of the USA and perhaps the rights of every person living in all courts of the law. On January 6th, the Congress held proceedings and debate in Washington, D.C. The proceeding was for the purpose of counting votes under the 2020 presidential election. During this proceeding, over 100 members of U.S. Congress claimed factual evidence that said the election was rigged. The refusal of respondents to investigate the congressional claim is an act of treason and fraud by the respondents. A successfully rigged election has the same end result as an act of war to place into power whom the victor wants, which in this case is Biden, who, if not stopped immediately, will continue to destroy the fundamental freedoms of Brunson and all U.S. citizens and courts of law. Due to the fact the case represents a national security breach on an unprecedented level like never before seen, seriously damaging and violating Brunson, and coincidentally affects every citizen of the USA and courts of law. Therefore, Brunson moves this court to grant this petition and or in the alternative, without continuing further order, the trial court to grant Brunson's complaint in its fullest. So again, what he's saying is your responsibility was based on 100 members of Congress, and all you really need is one witness. Remember when I was at the dinner the other night, and I said to Chip, and I, as a representative of Congress, that four Americans were murdered on the 6th of January. Four Americans died. That's a fact. There's no question about that. And that an investigation into what killed them needs to be conducted.
Okay.
As a representative of Congress, as an official representative, part of his sworn duty is, if he knows that a crime has been committed, then he must demand and institute an investigation. Period.
And so that was the vote to go forward with this investigation that had tons of evidence. This almost sounds like a DA in New York or Los Angeles who's looking at a, you know, a guy who's been behind bars 28 times and he's just robbed 7 liquor stores, and the DA says, cut him loose. He's not that bad of a guy. And we get mad at the DA, but when our Congress does the same thing, you've got all this evidence stacked up, and you've got 100 members of Congress who bring it forward, and the rest of the members of Congress say, never mind, we're just gonna move on. Is that putting it down into a nut bag? Is that getting it down into a sentence?
Well, it does, and so here's the issue. The issue comes down to this, and this is something that a lot of folks may not be aware of. The issue is this. They have taken an oath of office. Under the Constitution, they took an oath of office, and they are to fulfill that oath. Now, what a lot of people don't know is they also, years back, not this Congress, but it's been years back, they voted in a statute that basically said we're immune from fulfilling our oaths. So you say to yourself, as a citizen of the United States, we ask ourselves all the time, Matt, on the grassroots level, why don't these guys do what the law says? Why do they violate their... Why do they not follow the Constitution? Well, I'll tell you why. The reason they don't follow the Constitution is because they don't have to.
Yeah.
The reason they don't...
Go ahead. They wrote themselves a get-out-of-jail-free card.
100%.
And
100%.
So they... Man, that'd be nice for me, because I could get to work a lot faster if I had a... wrote myself a ticket that I was immune to speeding down Highway 16.
You bet. Absolutely. So that's exactly what they did. What they have exactly done is, so when they sit there and they get sworn in and they make their statement and they take their oath and they supposedly swear on a Bible, they are lying to you. Because the reality is that it means absolutely nothing. Nothing. Because legally, you can't hold them to it because they've given themselves immunity. So I hear this all the time, and I've thought the same thing. Well, you know this guy, and he's supposed to be, you know, doing the right thing, and he sounded like he would do the right thing, and then they get to Washington D.C. and I don't know what happens to them when they get there. I don't understand it. Well, I didn't realize this. Maybe y'all did. Maybe y'all knew this. And, you know, Pastor's just a little slow and he's getting caught up. But I didn't realize that they actually had a statute. I mean, I knew what they were doing. I knew they shouldn't be doing it. I knew that they might be members of a good old boy club and they said, hey, I'm not going to tell on you if you don't tell on me. I knew that. Maybe. That's what I thought. Maybe. That's the deal. Maybe. I didn't know that they actually have a USC code that says, hey, guess what? If you're in Congress, if you're a senator, if you're the president or the vice president, you don't have to follow the law. You're immune. Which is really ironic when you consider what they keep doing to President Trump, right? They keep trying to tell him you're supposed to follow the rules when they friggin' know that he doesn't. Because they don't.
Yep.
And so what the Brunson case is doing, what the Brunson case is finally doing that nobody's ever done before, no one's ever brought a case like this before. Because remember, you have an executive branch that is saying, hey, we're going to stack the courts. You know, we're going to change the Supreme Court. We know how to fix you. We're going to put 25 people there and we're going to get people there that we want to do what we want to do. And the legislative branch is saying, oh, no, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to impeach you. If you don't vote the way we want you to, we're going to impeach you. So you've got these two entities right now that have shot arrows at the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court was essentially naked and defenseless until this case arrived.
Okay.
And now this case gives the Supreme Court the ability to say, guess what? No more immunity. You're going to follow your oath. And if the case is decided in favor and the court says, yes, they should follow their oath, then 388 members will be removed. Removed. Including Biden and Harris, Pence, and everyone that voted in favor of not investigating. And that's the only question. The question isn't, oh, we need to decide whether or not there was... No. The question is very simple. Should a person who represents us, whether it be a member of Congress or a judge or the governor or the lieutenant governor or in the House of, in your state or the legislature in your state or a city council, when they take their oath, should they have to adhere to their oath?
Period. Wow. Seems like a pretty simple question to answer, but obviously it's not. Pastor Greg, we are way out of time.
I know, sorry.
No, this is good stuff. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I've got that article up about the Brunson brothers. Kind of ignore the picture of them. They're kind of a scary looking bunch. Their suit going forward looks really good. And you can find that ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Big news on Monday is the story from December 4th. Pastor Greg, thank you so very, very much for filling us in on this case because I didn't understand it.
Well, my sincere pleasure. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you next week. So I'm not going to – I wish you a Merry Christmas, but I plan to be back before Christmas. So God bless you all. Have a great day. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hi, I'm Tim Schiff, certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking a... dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical...